At last evening's council meeting, Interim São Rob de Bortoli announced that the arena costs to date and committed expenses have climbed to $11 million. In an unprecedented move, the information came as an announcement from staff. The topic was not in the agenda package or addendum. After announcing the 45th annual Santa Claus Parade's theme will be Christmas in Hockeyville, Mayor Andrew Wannan threw the floor to De Bortoli for his announcement. Mayor Andrew Wannan. And then one final announcement, not from council, but from Mr. De Bortoli. Like to provide an update on the arena financials. Mr. De Bortoli. Full text of De Bortoli's announcement. Announcement responds to Councillor Lefebvre's question of October 31st. De Bortoli. Thank you, Your Worship, through you to members of Council. As you recall, the October 31st meeting of Special Meeting of Council, when we were discussing the new approach to solidifying the footings at the arena, Councillor Lefebvre did request some information regarding the expenditures to date with regards to the work being done at the arena site. Obviously, it's been a moving target, as we're all quite familiar with, in terms of costings and whatnot. Detailed report. Very hard to compile. But rather than provide a very, very detailed report, which at this point in time would be very hard to compile, given the number of outstanding items and the expenses yet to be determined, I thought a high-level approach to give you an estimate of what we've spent to date so far would satisfy the request for now, he said. A couple of balls in play at the arena. So, basically, we've had a couple of balls in play at the arena. We've had the actual structural restoration project, which has been pretty much led by Dr. Tingley and his team at WRD and also Timber Restoration Services, De Bortoli said. He continued, and that's included the restructuring of the timbers in the arena as well as the work to be completed with respect to the footings. So what we've expended to date in terms of monies put towards the actual structural rehabilitation of the arena is $6,938,192. That covers the work, the manual work, that has been done by TRS. On the WRD side, which is heavily involved in the design aspect of it, we've expensed $824,764. So the grand total there is approximately $7.7 million. As you recall, we committed to the estimate that was provided by Dr. Tingley at the last special meeting of council, and that was in the amount of approximately $1.6 million. $9.4 million for structural. So to date, we have expended and have committed to expend approximately $9.4 million on the restoration of the facility or the rehabilitation of the facility in terms of its structure. $1.50 for roof and sprinkler system. As far as rejuvenating the building in terms of replacing the roof, we committed to a contract through JCI. That amount was $1.479 million, and we have commissioned the work on the sprinkler system, which is of notable quantity of money as well, De Bortoli said. It's $83,736. So our total expenditures with regards to the roof and sprinkler system are just slightly over $1.5 million, he said. To date and committed, outstanding items and the expenses yet to be determined. And so to date, the total amount of funds committed and or expended is approximately $11 million, he informed the council and citizens. No comments or questions from council, citizens shut out of the process. As an announcement, the opportunity for council comments and questions was not offered. And because the report was not in the agenda package or on an addendum, members of the public were unable to comment during the public input session. Following De Bortoli's verbal report, Wannan immediately moved the meeting forward saying, "Okay, thank you. Any other announcements?" The complete announcement item is here. Previous story. Arena. Outriggers are out. $0.5 million more for micro piles approved.